I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with JJ and Desiree Hertak. We're talking about their latest work called Sound. JJ and Desiree, I want you both to chime in on this. What is it about sound that affects the human body? Is it affecting the brain, or is there something else out there that it's dealing with?
Well, basically, it's everything. And it is the brain, because we know that there's the different frequencies, like the alpha frequency of the brain, which is connected also to the Schumann resonance, the gammas I was talking about earlier, and, you know, all these frequencies. I can just mention a few in addition, the beta waves. So the gamma is like 30 to 100 hertz, the beta is 13 to 30 hertz, and the alpha is 7.5 to 13 hertz, and it goes down to theta and delta. But that's just the brain. That's one aspect. But every cell in the body is actually resonating. And I think that's exactly what not only Emoto had talked about, but again, John Stuart Reed is looking at, and many other people. In fact, there's something that's FDA approved. I would love for you to do more investigation on this. And it's called Tumor Treating Fields. And what they do is they put a frequency, literally like 1,000 frequencies, and sometimes they've honed it into a few less than that, but many more than what Rife was looking at. If you remember, Raymond Rife was trying to find the frequency that would heal something. But now we're using that same technology, but we're finding you have to use many, multiple frequencies. And so this company is called NovoCure. They've been researched at Harvard. They're FDA approved. They're being used for glioblastoma, which is one of the hardest cancers to stop in the brain. And when you wear these frequencies, Tumor Treating Fields, you're actually stopping the duplication of cancer cells. So it's an amazing technology. And of course, as I said, there's a lot of history behind this, and even ultrasound. Technically, that is sound, right? We say ultrasound.
Yeah.
It's better than even, we'll say, the hot packs that people use, and you can, like, relieve pain. And it does even help to release tension and heal the body. So many aspects.
So I'd like to say, George, that our biology is encoded with the potential to heal ourselves, expand our longevity, and evolve into a multidimensional being, even with the concept and the reality of interspecies communication through different types of music. We are designed to become a part of a higher evolutionary process. I think this is the key to the contact story that George Merkel in Hungary, Bartok, the Hungarian composer, mm-hmm. others that we work with, even Carlos Santana, are trying to indicate with a new type of music to raise our consciousness and prepare us for positive contact as we go into the next chapter of the human evolutionary story.
I'm going to play a little bit of what you call plant music and then have you both explain what we're listening to in a second and why it works. Let's listen in.
Thank you.
JJ and Desiree, tell us what we're listening to.
Well, you're listening to plant singing. It's strictly plants. So what our associates really in Australia, but also this is similar to what Dominhor has done as well. This is a company in Italy. They have these devices, and so do our friends under Sacred Resonance in Australia. They actually hook up these electrodes to the leaves of plants, usually one to the leaf, one to the soil, or two to the leaves, whatever you want to do. They'll hook up 15 plants. They go into arboretums, and they have concerts with plants. Now, they have taken, they've transformed some of the voltage into musical data. That's what MIDI is all about, and they've been able to do that, and that's what you're hearing. So there is kind of synthesizer music, but it's all based on the sounds of plants. So nobody is playing any of that music. It's only a kind of transformation, biosonification from the sounds of the plants to what we want to enjoy. And, you know, this isn't that far from what NASA has done with the music of the planets, if anyone's listened mm-hmm. to their concerts, where, you know, they take the sounds of every planet, including Earth, but also Jupiter, Saturn, you know, all the other ones, and they actually are transforming it from things that we don't hear to vibrations that we can hear. And they have great symphonies. It's called Symphonies of the Planets. And they've gone out to concerts like you do, George, and played that, you know, and people have enjoyed.
We've known several astronauts who claim to have heard sounds in outer space. And our work with plant music and communication began with Marcel Vogel back in the 1970s at IBM here in California. And this was information that was sort of laughed at first, until they realized that there was something in the whole matrix of human creation that allows us to communicate with plants, with dolphins, and even with what I call higher evolutionary intelligence in space. I think we're at a breaking point of realizing there are many musical keyboards, just like there are many different electromagnetic spectrums. And so our book, Sound, illustrates our contact with ethereal life forms in Guatemala, in Mexico, Yucatan, as well as in Egypt, all sharing a common musical resonance or pattern that connects with the human heart. Without compassion, without positive thinking, without Emoto's strategy and that of Marcel Vogel, we would simply be locked in dualism, plus or minus realities, black and white realities, and not see the higher harmonic that unites us.
Do various plants have different sounds, or do they all sound about the same?
No, they absolutely, each one is different. That's how you get the concerts, and it's really beautiful. And we also are this, you know, you could say, do we all have the same musical resonance? Well, no, we're all different symphonies of being and the plants themselves. So you can, you know, there's philodendron, which I think some of that, those plants were used in that last music. They like more tropical plants because water and the way electrodes and energy flows through them is better than maybe desert plants in that kind of sense. But if I can jump ahead to what Dr. Jack and I were also saying about the space, we wrote in the book about Apollo 10, and I don't know if you remember that, George, but when Cernan and Young were on the backside of the moon, they actually heard strange sounds. Now, of course, NASA said, oh, it's just, you know, feedback on equipment and things like that. But, you know, they think it was really, really strange. And we've quoted that in there. You know, did you hear that whistling sound? Yeah, it sounds like outer space type music. And, you know, they were literally talking about it. We do feel that everything is sound.
It is truly remarkable.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And what is it about sound that makes people happy, sad, emotional, angry, whatever it is? It has that ability to do that.
Well, sound is the human range of hearing amplified from 16 to 20,000 cycles per second. But given the environment, given the situation in life, the sound is the inner, shall we say, spirit guide that guides us through all difficulties, that gives us the happiness and the joy of life. And those who are acclimated to sound early on in life have the advantage of hearing the soundscape of the insects, hearing the sound from the leaves of the plants, as we just did, hearing the sounds from the cosmic frontier. We're at a time of really changing our whole concept of evolution to recognize that sound is the basic fundamental that connects all of the seven chakra levels or basic energy levels of our body. We are constructed as a body electric, and we're just waking up to the fact that we can be part of a greater consciousness communication, a cosmology of consciousness that will be based on sound and frequencies that will take us into the fifth dimension. I feel we were so fortunate to live at a time when scientists, musicologists, and even anthropologists and archaeologists working with archosonics or acoustics realized that even in the Great Pyramid, the sound vibrations, the frequencies of the king's chamber, by and large, come close to the human heartbeat. So the whole drama of history is repeating itself in different octaves. We are in a fantastic orchestration of life on many levels, and sound is the key. This is why my book was called The Keys of Enoch, the different musical keys to the holistic personality that we are, Homo Universalis, universal humanity, waking up to the sounds of a living universe.
We're going to take calls next hour with Drs. J.J. and Desiree Hertak, so get ready to do that. Their websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Their latest book is called Sound. J.J., where do we get the book?
We can get it from...
yeah, Amazon, or from Keys of Enoch, or from Sacred Stories. So all those three locations. Amazon's quite been popular because you can get the Kindle version there as well for people who don't like to carry things around.
Now, you both did some work on the Giza pyramid structure as well. You have a book called Giza's Industrial Complex. Do the pyramids put out music?
They definitely do. This is the largest structure of the ancient world, the monument of music production, and the Russians have did remarkable work. We were key to this back in the 80s and 90s, although we were careful not to publish too much because this would upset the apple cart of history going back thousands of years earlier in terms of what the pyramids really stand for. They're basically a sound production grid system that connects with other pyramidal cultures of the world, conceived by pre-scientists or thinkers long before recorded history as we know it in the West, that understood that everything connects music, mathematics, and sacred geometry. We were able to use sound techniques as well as what they call ground penetrating radar to find the tomb of Osiris. Osiris, for the Egyptians, represented the Lord of Light who brought music to the planet. Not only did we find the tomb of Osiris, but we found underground tunnels and mazeways yet to be understood and publicly explained. Dr. Zahi Hawass, 2 years later, made an startling announcement on Fox television when he said in 1999 about the discovery of the Osiris tomb, that there was a group 2 years before. This was a reference to our research team that was using musical harmonics to find the underground passages. In one case, we found the underground sanctuary where the Osiris story represents this, where the story of evolution connecting humanity to the constellation of Orion.
One of the contributors of your book is the wonderful composer Stephen Halpern, who is no question the father of New Age music. Tell me how that evolved.
Well, it's very interesting because Stephen went originally to the university in Buffalo, New York, and then he decided, you know, back in the early 70s to take a hike out to California. And he ended up, he was hitchhiking, and someone gave him a ride up to the Santa Cruz Mountains, you know, and he went into this grove and he ended up working at this company and he started hearing music. He was studying in Buffalo, like classical, traditional, and playing instruments and things like that. And so when he went up to this grove, it just started coming to him. And then actually he met us and other friends like Stanley Krippner, if you're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. And we asked him to maybe play some music for us when we were doing some chanting. And that actually inspired him on his first Chakra Suite, which is the first album he did in the early 70s. So he's been with us since literally 1973. Of course, I was 2 years old. But anyway, he's one of those people who we just finished an album with him, Sacred Ciphers of the Divine Mother.
What is important here, George, was that Stephen was interested in the ancient Aramaic Hebrew and the Greek mantras we were using. And he discovered we could change our consciousness. We could begin to become more mentally sensitive to other realities. Even the power of remote viewing, remote sensing, remote healing was activated by these mantra-like sounds that were put together in a type of musical cocktail. So we were able to use this as a measuring form of paranormal investigations and research and carry on our work in the ancient archives of the world. So Stephen continued his great career, and after 50 years, we've come out with this new album, Sacred Ciphers of the Divine Mother, which is a composition of 9 different traditions of how the Divine Feminine represents, as it were, the right side of the brain, the musical, the artistic side that has to be activated if we are to holistically evolve science and spirituality in a higher synthesis.
And just real quickly, at the back of our new soundbook, we mentioned the 7 chakras and how they're able to, each one has a special, according to the ancient Sanskrit, words like lam and bam and ram. You know, each vibration is there to activate the chakra area. So we wanted to put that in. As long as people are working with the meditation, they're able to activate these other fields.
If people spend a little time every day listening to interesting sound with meditation, what would happen, JJ and Desiree?
It would definitely change their lifestyle and become more harmonic, more creative, more holistic, and more aware of the fact that we are a divine spark in human form working with a musical vibration at all times. We want to recognize that it's not simply the ear, it's the microtubule within our body, it's the microsystem that we've overlooked. It's the sound system, the soundscape of the animals, the vegetation of our environment that we've overlooked. Now it's the cosmic frontier that we must identify with in this great change that is coming. It would not surprise me that in the announcement there is cosmic cultures in the universe and we're part of a much larger evolutionary system, that one of the major languages would be Sanskrit and another would be Hebrew because they represent the ancient traditions of some of the finest musicologists in the world that have inspired the soundscape, the breath. In the beginning, the world began not with a bang, but with the breath, sound.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.